Preface. FM3-90 describes combat-tested tactics and techniques for offensive, defensive, and enabling operations. For each type of operation, FM3-90 discusses the organization of forces, minimum essential control measures, and general planning, preparation, and execution considerations. To understand the doctrine contained in FM3-90, readers must first understand the doctrinal topics described in ADP 3-90, since FM 3-90 expands and builds on the topics established in ADP 3-90. FM 3-90's foundational chapters are chapters 1, 2, 3, and 8. Readers must comprehend the material within these chapters to gain a full understanding of the remaining chapters within FM 3-90. Readers must also be familiar with ADP 5.0 and FM 5.0 as it applies the intellectual framework that leaders use to plan, prepare, execute, and assess military operations. FM 3-90 is applicable to all members of the profession of arms. The principal audience are practitioners of military tactics, students of the various professional development courses, and doctrine writers at the United States Army's Centers of Excellence. Trainers and educators throughout the Army will also use this publication. The considerations for offensive, defensive, and enabling operations in this publication apply to all echelons, even though numerous figures in this publication use divisions and brigade combat teams to illustrate points in the text. Echelon-specific field manuals and Army Techniques publications address the specifics of how each tactical echelon uses these tactical concepts. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates ensure their decisions and actions comply with applicable United States, international, and in some cases, host nation laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels ensure their soldiers operate in accordance with the law of armed conflict and applicable rules of engagement. See FM 6-27/MCTP 11-10 Charlie for more information on the law of war. FM 3-90 uses joint terms where applicable. FM 3-90 applies to the active Army, the Army National Guard/Army National Guard of the United States, and the United States Army Reserve unless otherwise stated. The United States Army Combined Arms Center is the proponent for this publication. The preparing agency is the Combined Arms Doctrine Directorate, United States Army Combined Arms Center. Send written comments and recommendations on a DA Form 2028, Recommended Changes to Publications and Blank Forms, to Commander, United States Army Combined Arms Center and Fort Leavenworth, ATZL-MCD, FM 3-90, 300 McPherson Avenue, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 66027-2337. By email to usarmy.leavenworth.mccoe.mbx.cadd-org-mailbox@army.mil or submit an electronic DA Form 2028.